This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're continuing the story of Gaura's ecstatic Radha Bhav in Shantipur. And we left off yesterday in the middle of a kirtan party. Everyone was dancing, all the intimate associates of the Lord were dancing for the pleasure of Gauranga. After he gave darshan all day to everyone in Shantipur, they were very pleased and ecstatic to have the continual darshan of Mahaprabhu during his Shantipur visit. He was serving everyone. So all of his associates, Nityananda, Haridas, Advaita, they started dancing together in kirtan for the pleasure and satisfaction of Mahaprabhu. And they were serving him and he was relishing. This is text 114 of the continuation of yesterday's story. This is class number 6, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ki kahiba re saki Ajuka Ananda Ara Chiradine Madhava Mandire Mora. Advaitacharya says, my dear friends, Sakhi, what shall I say? Today I have received the highest transcendental pleasure, Ananda Ara. Ananda Ara means the limit of pleasure. After many, many days, Madhav has entered my mandir. Chiradine Madhava Mandire Mora. Madhava, Madhav Mandiri Mor. Lord Madhav, Lord Krishna has come into my mandir. I was thinking when I just read this, that this sounds like a song. We have that song, Mama Mana Mandire Rahanishihidin. Well, this, as Prabhupada is telling, this verse is a quotation from a song, is a pada, one pada, a line from Vidyapati's bhajan. Ki kahiba re saki. That's why it's saying saki. I mean, Advaitacharya, he's speaking, and says, Advaitacharya said, my dear friends. So, of course, we've heard, and even I read at one place, how the Panchatattva, how there's saki groups, and Advaitacharya has a saki group, and Trivas, of course, Gadadhar is Radharani, and I mean, Nityananda is an Angamantri, like this. So, even Advaitacharya has a saki group, and Srivas Thakur has a saki or mantri group. So now, think of the situation. They're in Shantipur, and they're all in their male forms. It's Gaura Lila, Gauranga's there, Nityananda's there. But somehow, Advaitacharya, in the particular mood of that kirtan, and the mood of the time, and the moods and bhavas that were manifesting in the heart of Mahaprabhu, in order to nourish those, and to enhance those, Advaitacharya, because he is none other than Anantashesh, Mahavishnu, expansion of Balaram, who is absorbed in the Sevananda of Krishna, Gaura Krishna, and bringing pleasure to happiness to Krishna and Gauranga. He's saying, Sakhi, like, listen, ladies, listen, girls. As this is a song, because Vidyapati wrote so many songs from the viewpoint of Radharani or the Sakhis, love songs about Radha and Krishna's Leela. So he's saying, Ki kahive, Vidyapati's writing from the viewpoint of a Sakhi and maybe even Radharani. Ki kahiba re saki ajuka ananda or chiradini madhava mandiri mor. Oh, after many, many days, Madhava has come into my mandir. Mandir, the gopis in Braj, they're living in their mother-in-law's house or in their father-in-law's or their father's house, and their fathers are worshipping either Durga or Gauri. I mean, Gauri means Durga. Or they're worshipping Surya, and some like Nanda Maharaj is worshipping Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. They worship different devatas. Panchupasanam. Well, throughout the Vedic culture, even today, people worship Panchupasanam. Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, Ganesh, and Surya. Vrishabhanu is worshipping Surya. Surya Dev. Daughter Radharani was named after Bhanu Nandini. One of her names, Vrishabhanu Nandini. And so that's the Surya aspect. Then Chandravali, her father, Chandrabhanu, he was worshipping Gauri, Durga. Nanda Maharaj, he was doing Vishnu Upasana, so he was worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. So you see this, and even now, you go in Braj, somebody's worshipping Ganapati, someone's worshipping Shiva, etc. Same before. Of course, Krishna is the supreme. They're living, they worship Surya, but they live with Krishna. They're feeding Krishna. They're playing with Krishna. Radharani's playing with Krishna, feeding him and cooking for him. Oh, puja, I do Surya puja. Yes, we do Panchupasana. That's just the society, that's their social family, Kula Devata. But their prananath, the more prananath is Krishna, there's no competitor there. Day and night, I'm only meditating and thinking and loving Krishna. But okay, I do my puja. It's my duty. I do my, go to the Shiva temple, do puja. Prabhupada said, this song is composed by Vidyapati. This song was composed to commemorate the separation of Krishna from Radharani during Krishna's absence in Mathura. It is thought that this song was sung by Radharani when Krishna returned. It is technically called Mathura Viraha. In different, in Garga Samhita and other books, it explains that although our Bhagavat Tattva doesn't present this exactly, this idea, and our Goswamis don't so much emphasize it, but after Krishna left, I mean, our Goswamis, they say Krishna, yes, he did come back. He said he would come back to Vrindavan, but he didn't come back for a long time. He came back, and Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami explains, and the other Goswamis, and this is our Siddhanta, which we primarily follow. Krishna said, yes, I promise to return, and the actual Sanskrit in that verse, and it's called Viraha Gita, where the gopis are speaking when Akura is taking Krishna out of Vrindavan, Nandagram, to Mathura that one fateful day. And then they speak there, on Krishna speaking, I will be back after a day or two. He speaks the Sanskrit. But he didn't actually return, at least from our viewpoint, until the Dwarka Lila, which was about 100 years later. Shalva, the demon Shalva, then he returned to precincts of Mathura on the border of Vrindavan and killed a demon named Dantavrakra. And there's a village there, even today, on the border of Mathura and Vrindavan called Datiha. Dantavakra Hata Gaon, or whatever it used to be, the place where he was killed became Datiha. Ha means to take away. Nahanyate Hanyamane Shadire. The soul is never, can never be killed by any weapon. Datiha, that's the village where Krishna took away the life of Dantavakra. And after he did that, he said, gee, I did promise to go back to Vrindavan and visit the gopis. Of course, that was more than a couple days ago. Because it's Indian stretchable time, remember. Just now coming. Krishna must have started that. He said, I'll be back after a couple of days. A couple of days became a couple of months became a couple of years became 100 years. But he did come back. So he kept his promise, and he stayed for 2 months. He adopted Gopavesh and threw away his gold crown and all the other junk. And danced with the gopis and put on Gunjamala and Vaijayanti Mala and all the nice things and threw all the gold necklaces to the Pulinda women and all the musicians and stuff. They had a good time. He stayed 2 months, and then he put everyone on a big chariot, and they entered Brahmakund down there, the Yogapit, because the Yogapit is where you enter the spiritual world. So he showed the example. Of course, he's in the spiritual world, but he loaded up everybody there in his chariot and entered Brahmakund, and they all came out. Go look. Then another form, he went back to Dwarka and finished up the program there. So that's what we say. But in this Garga Samhita, it said that Krishna is regularly coming back. But in the entirety of the Goswami's writings, they only cite one verse from Garga Samhita. So it's a bona fide. We can read it and study it. But it's not so much conclusive about our Siddhanta. Because there it says that Krishna was regularly coming back. He'd stay for a month or two in Mathura, then come here. And there is some verses in the Bhagavatam where the Dwarkavasis are saying, sometimes you go to Hastinapur or you go to Mathura. So apparently, even from Bhagavatam, it indicates that maybe a few other times, although it's very esoteric verses, that when Krishna would go to Hastinapur, that he might come from there to visit Vrindavan, or at least Mathura. They say Mathura in the verse. So it's debatable whether it was only Mathura and Vrindavan or just Mathura. Well, there are some verses there in the first canto of Bhagavatam. At any rate, this is Mathura Viraha. And Radharani, she's having this verse, somehow, you can imagine, they're having a sankirtan. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's in this mood of, sometimes he's, even before he took sannyas, he was in this mood of Radhaba, searching for Krishna. He's teaching, he's Nimai Pandit, and he's teaching Vyakaran, grammar, long before he took sannyas and went to Puri and entered in deep states of Mahabhava of Radharani. But still, this separation. So when he was teaching the Sanskrit grammar, he said, da 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 dhamadar, ma 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 madhav. This is the Harinam Vyakaran, which Jiva Goswami, of course, wrote a book like this. But even, it's discussed in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching Sanskrit, he was explaining all the dhatus and sandhis. The sandhis are the conjoints, two words joined together, and the dhatu is the mool, or the base word of Sanskrit. He was saying it all indicates Krishna. And everywhere it means Krishna. This means Krishna, that means Krishna. And the students were complaining to the teacher of Mahaprabhu, they went to Gangadas, to his teacher. Said, listen, we are coming in your parampara, your Sanskrit parampara. We are studying with your great student, Nimai Pandit, who defeated Kashmir Pandit. But he's acting funny. He was teaching us so nicely, and we were learning so wonderfully, and we were so appreciative. Now all of a sudden, any angle or any aspect of grammar he's teaching us, it's Krishna, 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 hey! And okay, that's nice, like one class, you may see that, but in the morning class, the evening class, Monday through Friday, I think you should talk to your student. He's deviating from the sacred teachings he learned from you. Because he was so much coming in that this Radha Bhava is already coming. Now this is Moli Mandalila, this is before Sannyas still. But somehow Advaita Acharya could understand that he was feeling this. So then he starts saying this verse. You imagine he's dancing, he's looking at Mahaprabhu, hey Saki, who's going to understand that? Well, Haridas Thakur cannot understand that. He's not in that vibration, not in that level, that Bhava. He's saying, after so many days. So he may be thinking from his viewpoint as a Sakhi, after so many days, Madhav, Chaitanya has come into the mandir of our heart. Because Shantipur, in his house, Mahaprabhu was in the house. And he maybe was in the mandir, because he has a mandir in his house, Advaitacharya. But he's taking the presence of Lord Chaitanya in his house, and he's taking it to a whole internal level that Krishna has come back from Mathura, and he's come into my mandir, Madhava Mandire Mora. It's Lord Chaitanya, it's not Madhav. But he's saying, no, I know who you are, you're also Madhav, you're also Krishna. And he's saying, hey Saki, he's looking at Gadadhar, he's looking at Nityananda and Haridas. He's saying, hey Saki, look, Madhav has come to our mandir. Or he can simply be encouraging the Radha Bhava of Mahaprabhu by saying, because the mandir is also the heart mandir. That song is there, Mama Mana Mandir, the temple of my heart. He's saying, Mahaprabhu, Radharani, Madhav has come. Don't feel separation. Madhav has come into the temple of your heart. E pada gawa yaya harshe karina nartan sweta kampa pulakashu hunkara garjan. Advaitacharya led the Sankirtan party with great pleasure. He sang this verse. So Advaitacharya is in Dasya Rati. He's in Shanta Rati. He's in Vatsali Rati. He's old man, 80 years old. Mahaprabhu's 22, 20. He's also in the Sakhi Bhav, Madhura Bhav. Acharya led the Sankirtan with great pleasure, sang this verse, and as a result there was a manifestation of ecstatic perspiration, shivering raised hairs, tears in the eyes, and sometimes thundering and bellowing, Hunkara Garjana, Firi Firi Kabu Prabhur Dharina Charan, Charani Dhariya Prabhure Balena Vachan. While dancing, Advaitacharya would sometimes turn around and around and catch the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Advaitacharya would then speak to him as follows. Aneka dina tumi more vedaila bhandiya garete panachyebe rakiba bhandiya. Many days you escaped me by bluffing. Now I have you in my home and I will keep you bound up. So from this verse and the previous verse where he's citing Vidyapati's mood of Mathura Viraha, of Radharani and elation over perceiving the reappearance of Madhava within the mandir of her heart or within her mandir, it appears that Advaitacharya, through the means of Madhura Prem Nam Sankirtan, through the means of Prem Nam Sankirtan, he's entered deeply into Sakhi Bhav. Because he's this Sakhi Bhav is Stai Rati of Madhura Rati is in his heart, Stai Bhav. Madhura Rati is his Stai Bhav. And then that's being stimulated by the presence of the Lord and seeing Mahaprabhu as Madhav. And then Madhav has come to the mandir of his house, or entered the mandir of his heart. And that stimulation by that alumban, this is the alumban vibhav. There's Udipan vibhav and alumban. Alumban means the hero, nayaka nayaka. So the hero has come, Madhav has come. Chiradine Madhava Mandira Mora. After many, many days, Madhav has come to my temple, has appeared in front of me, entered my heart, temple of my heart, the temple of my home. He's come to Shantipur. And then I'm dancing in ecstasy. And I'm sweating, I'm perspiring. All seven, how many? There's perspiration, shivering, raised hairs, tears in the eyes, thundering, belling, hunkar, there's so many anubhavas, five or six septic bhavas. And then he's saying, you escaped me by bluffing. Now I have you in my home and I will keep you bound up. So this is a continuation of the same bhava. Oh, Radharani saying, oh, you escaped me, you bluffed me and said you would come back in a couple days and went to Mathura. And left me in separation. But now you've come into my mandir. I've captured you in my heart. I'm not letting you. I'm going to bind you now. You're not getting out of my heart. No way. I'm binding you. You can't leave my temple. You can't leave Shantipur. You can't leave my heart. Ekta bali acharya anande karena nartan. Prahareka ratri acharya kaila sankirtan. After speaking like this, I'd wait to perform congregational chanting with great pleasure for 3 hours that night and danced all the time. Premer utkanta prabhur nahi krishna sanga virahe bhadila prema jwalara taranga. When Advaitacharya danced in that way, Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna, and because of his separation, the waves and flames of love increased. Prema utkanta prabhur nahi krishna sanga. So this is more separation, this dancing and these statements in Sakhi Bhav, Madhurya Rati of Advaitacharya were nourishing and filling Mahaprabhu with so much prema utkanta, so much eagerness to be with Krishna, ecstatic love for Krishna. Prabhu nahi Krishna sangha. Prabhu and his Radha Bhav was not attaining Krishna's association. Viraha, bhadila prema jwalara taranga. That's very interesting. Waves of flames. Taranga means waves, jwalara means flames. Prema, waves of flames. Vira bhadila. So this dancing for 3 hours and these statements in the Sakhi Bhav and this Viraha Bhav of Advaitacharya were nourishing. He was simply saying these things to please and satisfy and nourish the Radha Bhav of Mahaprabhu. And it worked. He became utkanta. Prema Rukanti became so eager, and his separation, his virahabhava increased more and more and more, and this waves of flames were overtaking him. Vyakulahana Prabhu Bhumi Te Padila Kosanandekiya Acharya Nirtya Sambarila. Being agitated by that ecstasy, Mahaprabhu suddenly fell to the ground. Seeing this, Advaitacharya stopped dancing. Of course, this is called Gaura's Ecstatic Radha Bhava in Shantipur. That's the name of this. Title of this section. So Advaitacharya, he's brought the desired effect, so much separation, the Lord just simply fell unconscious. That's last symptom of sattvic bhava, pralaya. So he became like this. Prabhura antara mukunda jane bale mate bhavera stradisha pada lagila gaite. When Mukunda saw the ecstasy, who is Mukunda Das? Mukunda Das Brindadevi ki. Right? You ever do dandavats in the morning? When Mukunda saw the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu, he understood the feelings of the Lord, and he began to sing many stanzas, augmenting. Stanzas means pada, lines, shlokas, verses, poems. He began to sing many verses, augmenting or increasing the force of Mahaprabhu's ecstasy. So they really want, it's like someone takes an electric wire and they touch somebody, and the guy goes, ooh. And he kind of falls back. And he says, how do you like it? Yeah, okay. And then he gets a bigger voltage. Whoa! And he flies across the room. So Advaitacharya chanted a few shlokas in Viraha Bhav and Madhurya Rati of Sakhis. And Mahaprabhu was like fainted. And Mukunda said, wow, he was really down there. Okay, let's submerge him deeply in this ocean. So he starts singing more songs. Acharya Uttaila Prabhu Ke Karite Nartan. Parishuni Prabhura Anga Najaya Dharan. Advaitacharya raised the body of Mahaprabhu to help him dance. I mean, the Lord is like completely, this is called pralaya. Pralaya means you faint. He is just fainting on the ground like a lump. Can you imagine? Advaitacharya raised the body of Mahaprabhu. He said, okay, Advaitacharya, okay. So what? Advaitacharya is 85 years old. He's not like, you know, Mr. World or something. He's a Brahmin. You know, Brahmins aren't usually like, you know, Rambo or something. He's a Brahmin. And he's old. He's 85. And what's Lord Chaitanya? He's the old, skinny little guy, right? 7 feet tall, 20 years old. Full, robust, strong, powerful. 7 feet long. and says that Advaita Acharya raised up his body to help him dance. But Mahaprabhu, after hearing the poem sung by Mukunda, he could not be held due to his bodily symptoms. He was like, you know, it was like a live wire or something. They're trying to hold pull a shark out of the ocean. Oh, okay, buddy, stay here, buddy. Hold an alligator. Go pick up an alligator. Now just stay still, be peaceful. You know, it's impossible. You'd be chucked off in a second and gobbled up. So then, well, what were his bodily symptoms and how come he couldn't be held? Ashru kampa pulaka shweta gada vachan shani utte shane pode shane ke rodan. Tears fell from Mahaprabhu's eyes, his body trembled, his bodily hair stood on end, he perspired heavily, and his words faltered. Sometimes he stood, sometimes he fell, sometimes he cried. Mukunda sang. But Mukunda didn't stop singing. It seems like they're being merciless. They're like, it's like beating him to a pulp, emotionally beating him up or something. But it's all ecstatic. It's all leela. It's all for the pleasure of Haritoshanam. He loves it. So Mahaprabhu is really getting battered with these ecstatic symptoms. And Mukunda is singing, Ha ha prana priya saki ki nahaila more kano prema vishe mora tano mane jare. Ha ha prana priya saki ki nahaila more kano prema vishe mora tano mane jare. So these are songs by maybe Vidyapati again or Chandidas, all from the hearts of the gopis singing either in viraha, usually many of the songs are viraha, because the bhaktas, they have to cultivate this viraha. So all the padakartas and Bengali Vaishnavas, they write so much about viraha. Very less they write about milan, or meeting, sambhog. But also they write about sambhog. Ha ha prana priya saki, kina hoila more, kano prema vish mora, tano mana jari. My dear Saki, oh most intimate Saki friend, what has not happened to me due to the effects of the poison of Kanu Prem? Can you imagine describing love of God as Vish, poison? There's Amrit and there's Vish. Amrit is nectar and Vish is poison. When they were churning the ocean of milk, and Deva Asura Mantan, right? Kira Samudra Mantan. First thing that came out was what? Vish. And who took that? Shiva. And he became Nilakant, right? Blue throat. Because he drank the poison, a few drops went here and there, and up came these scorpions and cobras and mosquitoes and all these good guys. So then they kept churning the ocean more and more, and finally the nectar came out. Right? Then Mohini took the pot of nectar, and you know the whole story. They're fighting over it. Kano Prem Vish. Kano, what a beautiful name. Kano. Rai Kano. Rai Kano. Rai means Radharani. Rai Kano. Kano Mano Mohini Radhe Radhe Kotai Go Prema Mai Radhe Radhe Kotai Go Prema Mai Radhe Radhe. So my mind, Kano has made my mind go crazy. This Kano, Krishna. Kano Mano Mohini. He's completely, my mind is completely bewildered by this little Kanu. He's only four letters, Kanu. Kanu. But Kanu has made me pagal. Pagal. Kanu has made me crazy. So this is there in this song. Kanu prema vish mor tano mana jari. Oh Saki, what has not happened to me due to the poison of Kanu prem, love for Krishna? My body and mind are severely afflicted. Tano man jari. Jari means afflicted. And also means old. Jara. Janma mritya jaravyadi. When you're old, you're afflicted. Disease, infirmity, weakness.
Sadness.
So tano man, we say man tan dan, guru samarpan. So tano means body and man means mind. Tano man.
Tano mana.
Jari. It's all crippled, afflicted, worn out, beaten. Stretched in every possible direction by this
poison of his love.
When Mukunda saw Mahaprabhu was feeling ecstatic pain and manifesting ecstatic bodily symptoms, all due to Krishna Viraha, separation from Krishna. He sang songs about Radharani meeting with Krishna. And wait to also stop dancing.
Ratri dine pore mon so yasti na pan jahange le kanu pan tahan udi jan osaki.
My feeling is like this. My mind burns day and night. I can get no rest. If there were some place I could go to meet Krishna, I would immediately fly there in a second.
So these are verses Mukunda sang for the pleasure and happiness of Mahaprabhu to nourish his internal ecstasies and viraha bhav, Radha's separation from Kanu or from Krishna. And the Sakhi and the song Mukunda is singing about the Sakhi is that in separation I'm burning day and night. I can't rest, I can't sleep in the day, I can't sleep at night because I'm burning. Imagine if you're burning. Sometimes you have fever, and when you have a heavy fever, you can't sleep. And so you take some pill to break the fever so you can sleep when you have sickness. But imagine an unrelenting fever, unbreakable fever. You can't sleep.
I wish I knew where he was. If I could find out where he was, I would fly there in a second.
E pada ghae mukunda madura suswari shunya prabhura chitta antare vidhare.
Mukunda sang this song in madura suswari. Suswara means sound, and madura means very, very sweet voice he sang. But as soon as Mahaprabhu heard it, chitta antare vidhare. Chitta antare vidhare. His mind split into pieces. It's a very sweet song and very wonderful. But when Mahaprabhu heard it, his chitta antare vidare, his whole, it just cracked his mind in 100 pieces. Just imagine if you have some china pot made of china, fine china or clay. And very beautiful, decorated. You take and go smash it on the floor, and break, it cracks and all pieces fly in every direction. Mahaprabhu's mind, his chitta was like this fine china pot. And after hearing the singing of Mukunda Das, of this love poem, this beautiful transcendental love poem of Vidyapati, he's just like smashing his consciousness on the ground, splintering into a million pieces.
Dinirveda vishada harsha chapalya garava dhainya prabhura sahitya jura kare bhava shainya.
The transcendental ecstatic symptoms of disappointment, these are anubhavas that followed his ecstatic sattvic bhavas. Moroseness, pleasure, restlessness, pride, and humility all began to fight like soldiers within the Lord. The purport to this verse, because there are some different symptoms here, we have these vyavachari bhavas and these anubhavas. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes harsh is experience. When one finally attains the desire, harsh means happiness or satisfaction, harsh. One experiences harsh or spiritual harsh, or when one attains the desired goal of life, consequently becomes very happy and glad. In a state of harsh or satisfaction, the body shivers and one's bodily hairs stand on end. There are perspiration, tears, and an outburst of passion and madness. The mouth becomes swollen and one experiences inertia and illusion. When a person attains his desired objects and feels very fortunate, the luster of his body increases. It means his radiance, his tej. Because of his own qualities and feelings of greatness, he does not care for anyone else. And this state is called garva or pride. In this condition, one utters prayers and does not reply to others' inquiries. Looking at one's own body, concealing one's desires, and not heeding the words of others are symptoms visible in the ecstasy of garva. These are, of course, these are transcendental experiences of one at the level of prema. These types of, when at the level of prema, then the sthayi bhava combines with the other bhavas to produce the bhakti rasa and the ensuing physical and emotional and mental experiences of the avachari bhavas and anubhavas. But that's all the level of prema. Jara jara haila prabhu bhavera prahare bhumite padila shwasa nahika sharire
The entire body of Mahaprabhu began to totter due to the onslaught of various ecstatic symptoms. He immediately fell to the ground and his breathing almost stopped. Dekhiya chintita haila jata bhaktagan achambite ute prabhu karya garjan. Seeing the condition of the Lord, the devotees became very anxious and worried. Suddenly the Lord got up and began to make thundering sounds. Bal bal bale nache ananda vilal. Mudjanana jai bhavataranga prabal. Mahaprabhu stood up and said, go on speaking, bal bal. Go on speaking. Mukunda, more, speak more. He began to dance. Mahaprabhu began to dance his devastating dance of prema. Overwhelmed with pleasure, no one could understand the strong waves of his ecstasy. Bhavataranga prabal. Bhavataranga prabal. Prabal. Prabal means Prakrishna Arena. Very powerful, strong taranga, waves of bhav. This waves of ecstasy. Bhavataranga prabal. Nityananda sange bule prabhuke dalina. Acharya Haridasa Bule Pachena Nachina. Nityananda began to walk with Mahaprabhu to see that he would not fall on the ground. Advaitacharya and Haridas followed behind, dancing. E Mata Praharika Nache Prabhu Range Kavuharsha Kavavishad Bhavera Tarange. In this way, Mahaprabhu danced for one prahara for at least 3 hours. Sometimes symptoms of ecstasy were visible, including pleasure, moroseness, and many other ways of ecstatic emotional love. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.